Hey you, come on in, and welcome to the Love Jesus podcast. This podcast was originally designed and scripted by my husband Zach and I. Why would we do this podcast? It's so simple, to share the love of Jesus with you and everybody who will listen. The vision of this podcast was real, relatable, and relevant information and conversations that are meant to empower you, inspire you, and guide you in the footsteps of Christ. And why would we do that? Here's why. It's so simple. Because the ultimate love story was signed, Love Jesus. Hello, and welcome back to the next episode of Love Jesus. Today we're picking up in Exodus 3 in verse 9 after we've spent some time in Exodus 3, 1 through 9, and we talked about Moses and the burning bush and Moses' declaration of Hineni, which means here I am, Lord, send me. And so today we're going to pick up in verse 9 where we left off, and we'll read the block of scripture to you, and then we'll go back and break it down. So we're going to cover today verses 9 through 14. And in verse 9 it says, "Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abuse them. Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people Israel out of Egypt." But Moses protested to God, "Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt?" And in verse 12, God answered, "I will be with you, and this is your sign. I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God on this very mountain." But Moses protested, "If I go to the people of Israel and tell them, 'The God of your ancestors has sent me to you,' they will ask me, 'What is his name?' And then what should I tell them?" In verse 14, God replied to Moses, "I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, 'I am has sent me to you.'" God also said to Moses, "Say this to the people of Israel, 'Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my eternal name, and my name to remember for all generations.'" And that concludes the reading of verses 9 through 15. And so now we're going to go back and break it down one section at a time. So in verse 9, it says, "Look, the cry of the people of Israel has reached me, and I have seen how harshly the Egyptians abused them." So I think, in my opinion, the thing that you could take with you out of verse 9 is that the Lord hears the cries of his people. Meaning, throughout this section of scripture, the whole chapter of Exodus 3 has mentioned on numerous occasions that he's hearing the cries of the Israelites, that their bondage, he's heard their cries of bondage, and he knows they seek freedom. And so in their cries of distress, he's moving behind the scenes. And so I think if you were going to take something with you today from verse 9, it should be cry again, pray again, try again. And so that is what the Lord is saying. He has heard the cries of his people. They have reached him. And Zach, can you read us 10?
Verse 10. Says, "Now go, for I am sending you to Pharaoh. You must lead my people out of Egypt." So right here, Moses, he leads a lot of Israel out of Egypt. Roughly 3 million people out of Egypt.
That's a lot of people.
It is. And you know, it only takes one person.
That's right.
It only takes one person, a man or a woman, to preach the gospel. That's how I think I can apply it in today's time. Back then it took one person, which was Moses, to lead all those people out of Egypt. And then in today's time, one person can change the world.
It's so true. And he says, I am sending you. I'm sending you. How many times are we maybe called and just don't respond to his call and him saying, I'm sending you? It's crazy to think how many times people could be just missing it. But in verse 11, it says, But Moses protested to God, Who am I to appear before Pharaoh? Who am I to lead the people of Israel out of Egypt? And what are your thoughts on that one?
Who am I?
Woe is me.
Yeah.
I'm nobody.
Yeah, I'm not anybody. I guess my thoughts would be, in no way, shape, or form am I comparing myself to Moses, but to even be able to be on a podcast to teach the word, who am I to do this for God? I think that's how Moses felt. Of course, he did feel it. He did feel it because he questioned, who am I?
Yeah, he did. He definitely said, Who, I'm nobody. Lord, you're confused. I don't know. So, verse 12, what did you think about it?
Verse 12 says, God answered, I will be with you, and this is your sign that I am the one who has sent you. When you have brought the people out of Egypt, you will worship God at this very mountain. I will be with you. A lot of people don't realize that God is always with us. So when we face any kind of obstacle, which is in Moses' case, he had a big obstacle to face. So a lot of people don't realize that God is with us, and sometimes you can't feel God with you, in all honesty. You can feel his presence, but a lot of times you may feel like he's not there when he's really there. And I'm sure at that time Moses was afraid. But the Bible talks about be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
It does say that.
So there's a lot of things that we can apply to our lives today.
I also, speaking of that, I also like that he brought up the mountain. So the mountain is in later in the story represents a pinnacle of change. So that mountain later becomes where the Ten Commandments will be written and established. And so I do think that it's a forecasting, I guess, of that event. And so in verse 13, it says, But Moses protested, If I go, the people of Israel, go to the people of Israel and tell them, the God of your ancestors has sent me to you. They'll ask me, What is his name? Then what should I tell them? I have to laugh at this because I just had a thought, like, it's almost like saying, Lord, we're not even on a first name basis here. We don't know each other well enough for me to be throwing your name around to the people. It's almost again like he's saying, I'm not qualified for this. I do not have a degree in leading people or I don't have any leadership skills, but I do want to cross-reference the first episode where we talked about him tending the flock of his father-in-law. I think God probably seen how he was good to the sheep that were not his, and he was stewarding well his father-in-law's sheep. And so down here, he's again, Moses is like, hey, I'm not the one. And we're not on a first name basis, but yet you're still choosing me. But I do wonder if God kind of used that tending of the sheep to be a prerequisite for this job that he was about to give, this mission that Moses was about to
And
get.
too, Moses was back in the very back of the desert, and I believe that Whatever place we're in today, God can call us out of any situation. Because he was tending sheep, minding his own business in the back of a desert, probably nobody around him, and God just comes up out of the bush
Comes up out of the bush.
with
Verse
fire.
with fire.
Verse 14, God replied to Moses, I am who I am. Say this to the people of Israel, I am has sent me to you. What a name.
What a
What a
name.
name. What a name. I'm sure Moses was confused.
I'm sure.
Tell them that I am who I am has sent you. But the thing is God is I am. God is the same today, yesterday, and forevermore. He is always. He's the author and finisher of our faith. So he is omnipotent.
That's true.
I am to me is everything.
He is, it's true. Verse 15, God also said to Moses, say this to the people of Israel, Yahweh, the God of your ancestors, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my eternal name, my name to remember for all generations. So, in this verse, I think the thing that sticks out the most to me is the word Yahweh. And in the cliff notes of most of the Bibles, you can find in your study Bible that Yahweh can actually be translated to Jehovah, which can be then rendered down again to meaning the Lord. But if you leave it at its initial evidence where he's saying Yahweh, it always brings to my mind the lung sounds when we breathe in and breathe out. So there was a poem written many years ago about the breath sounds in our lungs, and how when you breathe in, it represents the Yah, and when you breathe out, it represents the way. And so every time you breathe, it's your being crying out to the Lord. And so I love this example of him because it also encompasses people who are nonverbal, people who can't yet speak, maybe people who are mute, they don't speak. So even though they're not speaking, they're still always in a constant act of worship because they're breathing.
Right. And people they don't realize it, but the way God created our bodies, the way he created our bodies and our lungs, our bodies were designed to praise him. And I think that's where that Yahweh is a good example of, because like I said, whether people realize it or not, God created every human being to praise him,
He
and
did.
that's one way that he shows people that we are to praise him.
That's true. So, in conclusion, do you have any meaningful advice for the day?
Yes, need to live like Jesus, live more like Jesus, and we need to really focus on his love and his compassion for humanity.
That's actually really deep.
It is. You don't see that today. And the world today is dark, it's heavy, evil. So we need to focus on his love and his compassion for others
I think that's so true.
and prioritize a deep relationship with God.
Oh, that's so true too. So, can I pray us out there? Lord, we thank you for this time together, and we thank you, Lord, for the listeners who have taken their time to stop by the Love Jesus podcast. And Lord, I just pray that each person with a need that's crying out to you, Lord, I just pray that you would give them assurance and strength that you hear your children. And throughout Exodus, we've seen many notations of the times that you call out and you say, I have heard the cries of my children. And Lord, I just pray for the people who are crying out to you and they don't feel like you're moving in their situation. I just pray, Lord, that you would give them strength and encouragement today, that you do hear them just like you did hear the Israelites, and you sent freedom even from the bondage that looked very impossible for millions of people. You sent freedom in the form of a very unqualified man. And Lord, if you can send an unqualified man to liberate millions of people, we know that you can work in the lives of our daily business. We know that you can work in the lives of our children, our jobs, our homes, and our churches, Lord. And we just pray that you would work in each avenue. And we thank you, Lord, for everything that you do for us. May your kingdom come and your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And as always, we thank you, Lord, that our favorite love story was signed, Love, Jesus.
Amen.